Our guest is author Kimberly Brooks, and this is your second book, am I right?
This is my second novel.
Second mm-hmm. novel.
Because I have another book, actually, because I have like a singles ministry, if you will. So I have a book called The Little Black Survival Book for Single Saints. So I have that as well. But this is my second novel that's available in bookstores nationwide.
Your little black book, huh?
Mm-hmm, yep. Yep, that's what it is. On the back of the book it says, you know, before you pick up your old little black book to make that booty call, I want you to pick up this one instead.
I heard
that. And basically it just has scriptures about overcoming loneliness, sexual temptations, impatience, insecurities, and fears, things like that.
How does a single person who's saved, how do they overcome loneliness and the temptations of the world?
That is such a great question. There's not one straight answer, but I'll give an answer.
Okay.
How to overcome loneliness. Loneliness, to me, is a feeling. It's like an emotional feeling. So, number one, you want to be honest with God. I mean, you want to honestly let him know how you feel. And it's okay to go to God, to have that relationship with him and say, Lord, you know what? I feel lonely right about now. And then what you want to do, you want to go to his word and allow him to be your comforter and your strengthener and your standby. And not only that, you want to, a lot of times people are lonely because they really don't know what their purpose is in life, what their calling is in life, what is the work that God would have them to do. So once you pray about that and figure that out, then you can work towards that to help advance the kingdom and to be a blessing. And also, it's okay as Christians to hang out, if you will, with other believers of like mind and enjoy company with one another, with friends and family. As a single believer, you don't want to be on an island by yourself singing, woe is me. You want to definitely surround yourself with positive people and then keep your relationship with God so close and just trust him, because a lot of times as a single believer, there's a struggle with trusting God when you can't see. You don't see the prospects. You don't see yourself being married anytime soon, and you feel like the years go by and you're still single and alone. And you want to be honest with God and just seek the face of God and stand on his promise if that's a desire, because there are some singles that don't desire to be married. But if that's your desire, allow this time right now to prepare you to be the blessing for that mate that God has for you. You want to get yourself together as far as financially, spiritually, mentally, emotionally. Be healed from any past relationships that may have, you know, broken your heart. And in this preparation time, God can speak to you, but the one thing is you want to make sure that he is your center focus and not focus so much on the mate, because sometimes I think we focus so much on the mate as the prize, whereas we forget that a relationship with God is the ultimate prize, and that a mate is just an added blessing, that something God adds to you, and that the true source of our joy is the Lord.
Our guest is Kim Brooks. Her latest novel, He's Saved, But Is He For Real? Where can one pick up your book?
Well, this one is actually in bookstores nationwide, all major bookstores, and you can also read a free excerpt on my website, which is www.kimontheweb.com.
Okay, kimontheweb.com. And yep. Do you have a MySpace page?
I sure do. I love it, too. And actually, sometimes I check my MySpace more than regular email. My MySpace is myspace.com/KimOnTheWeb. And also, I want to mention that I have a once-a-month e-newsletter that I send out free to singles. It's called The Single Heart. Each month, it's an encouraging word for singles, and I think it'll bless your listeners' lives. And again, they can sign up on www.kimontheweb.com.
Well, Kim, it's been a blessing. It's always good talking to you.
Same here. Thank you so much for having me on your show again. Thank you. God bless you.
My pleasure. God bless you. Our guest is Kim Brooks. Again, her latest novel, He's Saved, But Is He For Real? And don't forget, you can pick it up from Kim's website. And that website again is what, Kim?
It's www.kimontheweb.com.
And also, she has a MySpace page, and that's?
MySpace.com/KimOnTheWeb.
Thank you, Kim.
Thank you, Brother H.J.
You're welcome. Our guest is Kim Brooks on Star 94.1.